Today's your lucky day. You're going to have two homilies today. The first, do you think Martha changed after Jesus spoke to her? It's the question that's before us always. We come to the foot of Jesus now and listen to the gospel. And the question is, do we have any interest in changing? Because we can decide, no, everything is just fine the way it is. I don't need to change. And then we miss the whole point. We are all called to change, every one of us. So imagine yourself standing above this whole scene and watch what takes place. Jesus comes to the home of Martha and Mary. And Martha says to Jesus, "Tell Mary to help me." And Jesus won't do it. We encounter Martha and Mary one other time in the Gospels. Their brother Lazarus has died. And when Jesus comes to visit them, to console them, Martha comes running out and says, "If you'd have been here, he'd have never died." You know Martha. She's one of those people who always knows what you're supposed to do, who's always telling you how to live your life, who's always correcting you. We run into them all the time. Maybe we're even them some of the time. We got answers for everybody. So Martha suggests that she knows what Mary should be doing. And Jesus surprisingly says, "Mary has chosen the better part." What's the better part? Being in the presence of God. Mary gives up activity, busyness. You know how busy we all say we are. I just don't have time. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to go to church. I got so many things on my plate. Well, that's Martha. And we get ourselves so wrapped up in our busyness, and we think someday God's going to say to us, "You have worked so hard, come to heaven." And this gospel says the exact opposite. That when we miss the opportunities we have to be in the presence of God, and when are we in the presence of God? Always. See, that's the magic of this gospel story. It's to announce to us that God is present to us all the time. We're the ones who make choices to separate ourselves from God, to move away from God, to be distracted, to be wrapped up in all kinds of things. The new Pokemon Go, you've all got that on your iPhone. It's a perfect analysis of our lives. People walking around, not even knowing where they're going, letting something imaginary, virtual reality, control their lives because they're not ready to live an authentic life. Something artificial holds more attention for them than something real. So here's the choice. Martha is someone who's doing things that make her feel angry and resentful and trying to control other people. Jesus clearly says that's not the choice you should make. Mary chooses to acknowledge that she's always in the presence of God, and in that presence of God, she has much to learn. So she isn't dictating things, she's quietly absorbing things. She's absorbing the Word of God into her life. You and I can take great lessons from this truth, that we too are in the presence of God, not just when we're here at church, but when we go home or when we're at work. And we can't let ourselves get so wrapped up in the anxiety of busyness that we've spent our life not being with God or allowing God to be with us when He was right here all the time. So we have a choice, my brothers and sisters, not just to ask, "Do you think Martha changed?" because she should, but "Do you think you'll change? Do you think you'll start to honor the presence of God in your life and sit quietly and allow God to speak to you and tell you what His heart's desire is? And its heart's desire is to love you. and to let you feel and experience being loved. Because in our world, the great difficulty is there are too many people who don't feel loved. That's homily number two. People ask, what can we do about all that's going on in the world, the violence, all the national and international difficulties we face, all the personal difficulties we face, the times when we experience violence in our lives? How do we deal with that? And I'd ask you during the coming days to challenge yourself to ask, how did Jesus deal with the violence in his life? Because that's the only answer. That's the answer that matters. The world will tell you the way to deal with violence is do violence better and harder in return. But it doesn't work. It just escalates. It just takes over. It becomes impossible. No, Jesus and his mother Mary teach us something different. Picture Mary standing at the foot of the cross, having just experienced the violence of her son being beaten and crucified. And she isn't ranting and raving and getting mad and telling everybody what to do. She's allowing herself to experience what has happened and to transform it inside of her, to turn it from something that makes her feel fearful into something that makes her feel peace. That's an internal operation. That's a decision. It's an attitude. It's a net recognition that Christ chooses to be in us and with us all the time. And we respond to that in love, in understanding, in forgiveness. Seems impossible. Christ hangs on the cross and says, Father, forgive them. He knows that the only thing that will transform violence, the only thing more powerful than violence, is love. And the question is, as followers of Christ, do you believe that? Or do you believe what all the other people say who tell us that we've just got to do something worse back to the people who hurt us? I'm not getting into the politics. I'm talking about that human reality that has been present since the beginning of time, since Cain and Abel and one brother killed another. How do you respond to violence when it's around you, when you find it within you? And what Christ does is forgive it in other people. He allows them to change. He gives them a pathway to change. And he gives us the grace, like Mary, to stand in the presence of that violence and not be overcome by fear and anger and resentment, but to allow ourselves to transform it, to let it change. Because we either transmit violence and pass it on, or we transform it and end it. It's a very important decision that each one of us makes personally in our responding to God. See, I can talk to you for a long time about whether you should say your prayer before meals or whether telling a white lie is a sin. Those aren't the issues that matter. The issues that matter are the things where we personally make a decision how we will live our lives, how we will respond to what goes on in the world. And Jesus recognized there was violence all around him, that it happened to others, and he was loving and healing to them, and it happened to him. This week, as we experience each of the days, it is a good opportunity for us to ask ourselves, what do I believe? Where do I stand? Am I with Christ? Do I believe what he has to teach? Do I believe that love is more powerful than violence? I'm not giving you a recipe. I'm not telling you you must do this or have this action. I'm asking you where your heart is. Because we come here having experienced all the difficulties that have gone on, and we sing songs that transform us into a peaceful and loving place and state, and a knowledge that God is here with us in our presence. And we respond like Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus, choosing the better portion, the way we should respond. And when we do that, we know we are loved by God.